Yeah, is anybody out there picking up extra work to help pay for the holidays? Maybe selling a kidney or two? Don't sell two.
Don't sell two.
But unless it's not yours and you harvested it. Almost a third of us, 31%, now have some sort of side hustle going.
Yeah, that is probably a lot of Uber, a lot of Instacart.
Johnny, you got Johnny's Junk.
Look at johnnysjunk.com. Yeah, and it picks up right around now. And especially with all the tariffs that are going around and people afraid to buy things, more people are
buying used
online.
And more people are doing exactly that side hustle, too. So you got most competition.
The
most common side hustle is sell or resell stuff online.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's a big one. Saturated market, Johnny.
That's why you got to find the unique items.
What's the number one item you got on Johnny's Junk?
Oh.
Like as far as like this
the things
is
that
going
I sell,
to get traffic. Yeah.
The things that I sell the most are coffee mugs.
Yeah.
Coffee mugs are fantastic, especially if they're vintage.
How much do you think my coffee mug would go for? I mean, not that I'm going to sell it because this is a family heirloom. This is my grandpa's coffee mug and my dad's coffee mug. And they were both Frank's. And now I got the Frank coffee mug. And it's got stains on it.
Uh-huh.
How much would it go for?
So
being my coffee mug.
What
now.
I would sell that for is $18 with discounted shipping.
Even with my name on it?
Yeah.
Come
because
on.
It's very, well, that's the thing is, I mean.
My lip prints?
It's only going to go to people who are Frank.
But what
or
if people
really,
like
or
me?
Or really, really direct and confrontational with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The no bullshit people. Oh, he got it.
Okay.
I was just making sure when I was paying attention.
Yeah, that should be fine.
You should be able to specifically shout out an animal's dung without being edited by the FCC. Mm-hmm. That's horseshit.
Frank Kramer.
I'm kidding.
Making me work.
I'm kidding. See, but I mean, is it really offensive? Somebody
really
gonna,
make his fingers
oh
callous.
Oh, my God. The American Offensive Parents Committee says he said BS and HS within 30 seconds
but
of each
let's
other.
Not all act like we care about kids, okay? Let's not do that. I mean, we do,
anyways.
But let's the people that are yelling the loudest don't care.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to call about anything, it's Johnny's obsession with two-year-olds' hands and how soft they are. Yeah, I mean, I'm very entrepreneurial. I got blind barrels as far as, but I don't call it a side hustle because, you know, basically Bobby D runs all that. I'm just like, you know, part owner of it. So, and those guys have done that. Like I said, the bottling's happening right now, blind barrels, getting the December boxes ready and everything like that. And I've never done that. I've never gone to the bottling process. Like, hey, we're going to do some tasting and see what gets in the box. I'm like, I'll be there. When it comes to like, hey, it's time to, you know, put the bottles. I'm like, oh, all right.
I'm busy.
I got this thing at radio. You know, I got to get that done.
You're like George Clooney or Ryan Reynolds or The Rock.
Yeah.
You know, just a pretty face.
Yeah.
The number one reason people said they have a side hustle was to help make ends meet. Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
My dad always had one because he was a furniture maker. He actually worked at a furniture company, a factory. But then, you know, he would get commissioned to, hey, can you make us a dining room table for this or repair this chair or build this or whatever. So he was always had something extra going on when I was a kid growing up.
Did the furniture company know he did that? Because it seems like he was, no, they didn't. It seems like if you work for a place that makes furniture and then you're doing side jobs making furniture.
But he never did it at the factory.
You're taking direct business away from the factory that was like, hey, Dave, you know the dining room table that you make in mass? Could you make me one in your own garage? Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it felt, you
seems
know what,
little,
I can't speak,
yeah,
I can't speak
seems
to it.
A little
I don't
under the table.
It does.
Under the table. That he built.
I don't even try.
It's just effortless. Yeah, I don't, I mean, who knows?
73% said it's to help pay the bills. 14%, this is all about side hustles, said money isn't the main goal. It's a passion project. I guess that's right now. It's like with crack for me.
Yeah.
You know, started a passion project, and it's awesome. Love it. Go over there and have, you know, it's basically it's every show is an after-hours show.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Heidi and Frank after-hours. It's like going over there drinking beer till the beer's gone, the Four Whiskey show. The show with Christian James Hand, Man versus Radio, because he loves that. It's such a passion for radio, and you can hear it every single show. It's like, my God, this is what it's supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. And so it is a passion project. I mean, it won't be a side hustle if these guys tell me to go F myself. And that is highly likely. I mean, it is in the cards that this place could tell me to go F myself. But luckily, I have that. Like I said, this is my passion. I'm going to die with my headphones on. I'd love to do it here at KLOS. But like I said, if they told me to go F myself tomorrow, I'll dive my headphones on at crack.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, you guys.
I'm doing it. Okay. It wouldn't be the first bad decision they made.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, Johnny. What a compliment.
You never, in radio.
You just never know what could happen.
Especially around here, you don't know. Every day is could be your last.
And that's exactly why I did it too, because it's like every day. I mean, I started Toad Hop out of the garage, mm-hmm. and so it's like, and I kind of let that go as a production house. I'm like, you know what? That was the most fun I've ever had in my life, mm-hmm. just letting people just do whatever the hell they wanted to do. On a platform like that. And so, yeah, it's just been a lot of fun. I guess it could be considered a side hustle, but it doesn't make any money. It's just flowing money out. Like I said, it's just fun. And so maybe someday it'll make money. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, that's my passion project. But if Americans pooled all their side hustle money together, they'd earn $83 billion a month, or just under a trillion dollars a year.
Whoa.
And their side hustle money. Whoa. Most side hustles, but don't feel bad thinking like everyone's just, you know, killing it with their side hustles. Says most side hustles bring in $500 a month or less. But that would help.
Yeah, but 500, that's a car payment. I mean, that helps the family.
Damn, Lamborghinis.
Yeah, you take
$500 car payment.
Well, I'm saying with all in with insurance and everything, and, you know.
Oh, and registration fees.
Well, you know, I'm bundling
the gas. You know,
the gas, yes,
allotment
the gas.
For the year. You know, when you're looking at the sticker, it's like this is how much you'll probably spend on gas for the year.
Uh-huh.
How do you know what gas is going to cost?
Yeah, it's going to be less than that, pal. Yeah. I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, you stop in Beverly Hills and try to fill up. They'll nail you for like $7.50 a gallon. It's like, okay, I got you. I see what you're doing here. Gouging the rich.
Yeah.
So tough.
Yeah.
It's hard out here for
No, it's really like you to Calabasas. And that's uh-huh. Sinclair right there. It's like expensive as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, it's expensive out here my way, too.
Because everybody out there, rich people living in those gated communities with walls around their homes.
Those little snowbirds that, you know, this is a second home but for people, you know.
That's crazy. I'm around some of the cheapest.
Well, when you live across the street from a dump, Johnny, gas is cheap. What do you want?
That's how you know.
If you're paying under $4, you live near the dump.
That's how you know if you made it.
Yeah.
You live near the dump.
Yeah. I'll buy a whole damn truck stop.
Some people, I mean, they get their gig. Like I said, in radio, it's the average life expectancy of anybody in radio is like a year and a half on a radio station. So I've been pretty fortunate that the jobs that I've had. I mean, I guess I was a year and a half on Star 98.7. Got fired after a year and a half, mm-hmm. and then had a year off, and then it'd be on KLSX, and that was a long run. Mm-hmm. This has been actually KLOS has been the longest run I've ever had, as far as 13 years. It's like I think before that it was 9. And before that, it was like 6.
You guys were on KBC, right? Before.
For 1 year.
Oh, bring that up. It was a year.
That's like talking about our ex that we were like, we don't talk about her. Okay?
Yeah,
that was a big mistake.
That was that.
Yeah.
That was our experimentation in college, okay? We don't talk about the gay sex we have at KBC.
Yeah. Gay ABC.
We experimented with AM.
Yeah. Frosty loved
ass
it.
Ass to mouth.
Wow.
I'm kidding. You can edit that. You can edit that. Okay.
Which you never do, by the way.
Well.
Shouldn't.
Some people enjoy it.
It's hysterical.
It's hysterical. Some people enjoy it.
That's true, too. Live for every pot.
But no, like, if you've worked at your job for a very long time, I mean, and you're going to retire there, like people's like, hey, they've been working there for 40 years. Like, how long did your dad work at the furniture plant? Was he one of those guys that started there and just stayed there his whole life?
Yeah, as soon as he got out of the Army, he started there. So from 22 to 74, 75, something like that. Yeah.
My God. Did they throw him like a huge going away party?
No.
In retirement? Nothing like that? Because
no.
Yeah, I saw in the news at McDonald's near Tampa threw a big retirement party for a longtime employee, 56-year-old Richard Wilbur. He'd worked at the location at St. Petersburg for 34 years, and his manager who helped throw the party is 32 and wasn't even born when Richard showed up for his first shift. I did put a picture in the picture drive for the director of the of Richard Wilbur. But yeah, worked at McDonald's for 34 years.
Oh, Richard Wilbur.
He's 56. I'm gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wait, and actually, Frank,
I'm going to
disagree with you on
chromosomes.
That. Frank, I'm going to disagree with you. He actually looks very young to me.
Does.
Am I wrong?
I think, no.
Well, that's just because he has Down
like
syndrome.
He's in high school.
No, that's just because he has Down syndrome. He looks younger because of that. But otherwise, throw that other picture up. He looks a lot older than that other picture.
Oh, okay. So he's been...
I mean, if I was standing next to him, you'd think he was younger than me.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, in that picture. If now, you got another picture...
There's two pictures in there. Throw the other one up. It looks older than me, so we're in this argument.
You are a very handsome fella, not to worry.
I am gorgeous compared to Richard Wilbur.
In that picture, he looks like he could be at his graduation from high school.
I must have only loaded one. It was McDonald's retirement one, McDonald's retirement two.
It's the same picture.
Oh,
you put the
There's
same
no
picture.
Way. No, maybe that's what Richard must have loaded it, not me.
He put a little.
Okay, I see another picture. Did
you see it? You had to grab it right now, huh?
Let's see this old thumb bitch.
I'm loading it in. Hang on a second here.
Anyway, but congratulations, Richard. It says he worked for 34 years back in the back washing dishes and giving regulars fist bumps.
Aww.
But, I mean, that's he's 56. Why can't he keep doing that? I mean, is it forced retirement because you can't work for over 35 years at McDonald's? Like, or he just did his time and now he's got a great McDonald's pension, you know?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, what are you going to do now, Richard? I plan on sailing around the road.
I think he said, and I'm seeing the quote here, I'm down for whatever.
Heidi, you can go home now because that's
Thank
fantastic.
You. Good All right. night.
But don't go home yet because we got a lot more show left. We got, 3 hours to go. Woo! And in this next hour.
How do we do it?
Yeah, the 7 o'clock hour is our side hour, our side hustle hour. Mm-hmm. It's our passion project.
Passion.
7 through 10 is our passion project. 6 o'clock is our only work.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Sure. You got the other picture of Richard Wilbur?
Let's see this old man.
See, I look way younger than that guy.
I will give you that.
Thank you.
Younger. Yes.
Coming up at 7:40, got a four-pack for you. Disneyland, one park, one day for a family of four for the holidays, November 14th through January 7th. So keep it here. Coming right back, got the November 7th birthdays, the November 7th history quiz, a lot of concert tickets, jam-packed program. We're out of here, Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.